Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you have just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send your submissions to our website at coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know how you would like your name shared, or if you prefer to be anonymous. Your social media username is a great way to be credited. Now this week we have a couple of ghost stories, but before we get into it, do you have any witchy things you want to share about this week, madame?
Well, first... because we have like the spare room that usually has like exercise equipment and stuff in it. And I want possibly my wife to make like these huge shelves so I can dry herbs and stuff on it. And I really, because she needs another project. I mean, isn't right. Like we have like a ton, like we're not adding a whole like library part of in the house. Like, but... that would be really nice, especially for this time of year where I seem to be like drying stuff nonstop. And my favorite method is like laying it flat rather than hanging it upside down. but yeah, I really want that to happen. That sounds amazing.
Your wife is really creative though. She made those amazing bookshelves in your guys's like
The crate things.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I love them.
I love them too. They're so good.
Yeah, we're going to do even more of those. Like we have, when you walk into our house, like we have this huge open area where you can see like the top floor and the bottom floor. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to line the top floor full of like bookcases. Like we're going to like Beauty and Beast, you know. Just we have so many books. And right now, especially in our room, they're just like basically piled one on top of each other. And I'm tired of it. I want to find things easier. So
yeah. That sounds amazing. You could also, oh my gosh, listen to me. Like we both know that your wife's going to do all this, but let's pretend that she's listening right now and she goes, wow, your guys' ideas are so good and smart.
I'll tell her later.
You could do one of those, even like if it was just for display and not practical use, mm-hmm. you could do one of those ladders, the sliding ladders.
Right?
Like even if it was just like, even if it wasn't actually usable, visually, how freaking cool would that be?
That would be amazing. And honestly, that sounds like such a great idea. As I plug in my laptop. Okay. But no, that sounds like so much fun. Like, that would be amazing. And yeah.
Yeah. So I know you're listening. Please do that. I want to see it. Thank you.
Even if she doesn't listen, I'm going to tell her. Anyway.
So I have an update.
Yeah, I was going to say, before I go on with my thing, what do you have?
I have an update. You remember last Coffee Talk, we talked about how I looked at my website, or not my website, my house, and it had like this weird, ominous, like, I wonder if the new owners still hear the girls. And we were like, who are the girls? So I found out what they meant by that. And they did mean it in like a paranormal kind of way. Because our house apparently used to be a boarding for an all-Christian, like all-girl college. Mm-hmm. And so it used to have like a bunch of women just like living in this house as their like dorm room, essentially. Which, if you knew how our house, like how big our house is, then I've got a lot of questions. got a lot of questions on how that was set up. But you know, regardless. So yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy.
Yeah, and apparently, so the website, the Facebook group that I found it on, it was a dedicated, so I, this is how I found it. I commented on the photo. Nobody got back to me. The photo was from 2019, so reasonable. But I went and looked at the Facebook page, and the Facebook page was like a alumni page for this college that doesn't exist anymore.
What?
Yeah, so the college doesn't exist anymore. It was one of those like nun Christian or Catholic, not Christian, Catholic colleges, right? So mm-hmm. It was run by the church. And my understanding is that it ran out of funding or moved, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but so the actual college that would have been in the 60s, 50s, that time period, mm-hmm. It just doesn't exist anymore. So therefore they didn't need the dorm rooms anymore. And therefore our house went up for sale in the 60s, and several decades down the line, we now have it. So I think that's crazy. And I've been trying to learn more about it, but there's so little information.
That's wild.
So yeah, it was an ominous threat is what it was.
Yeah, so when you guys move in, you'll be like, well, let's go meet the girls.
I'm gonna go look for the girls. I'm gonna be searching for the girls. If you know anything about my husband, you know that he is terrified of ghosts. He will tell you he does not believe in ghosts. He will say, I don't believe in ghosts. Ghosts aren't real. But then also when I say things like, let's get out the Ouija board, he's like, not in my good Christian household. Like, he's so afraid of ghosts for somebody who doesn't believe in them. So, yeah.
I wonder how these girls would react to you bringing out
a
board.
And also, I can't find any evidence of, the girls having died in our home.
But their energy's still got to be there, though.
Right. So, so then you go off the energy thing. Now we're going to get into really philosophical stuff here.
One second. Before, if this was a Catholic school, stuff went down.
Well, the thing is, statistically speaking, at least two people have died in our home. Just statistically speaking, because our home is old enough that at least two people have died in our home. That's a fact. But then if we go into things like our home has a lot of lime underneath it, and lime mm-hmm. holds energy. If you go into things like the belief of energy needing to be fed and stuff like that for mm-hmm. things like spirits, especially ones that are impressions mm-hmm. to remain. There's nobody been living in our house for the last few years. But then on an even bigger scale, we're in a terraced home. So there's people's energy touching our house, even if the house itself
mm-hmm.
is. So it's, I have a lot of questions. I can't wait to get in there and
I love it how people on the internet is also technically creating egregores.
Right?
Just for you.
They're terrorizing. No, I'm fine. They're going to terrorize Frank, though. I like to think that there's going to be some 22-year-old woman from the 40s who's just going to bother my husband all the time.
Yes.
That feels like some sort of amazing karmic retribution there. Karmic use in the terminology of the internet, not of actual.
Well, all I hear is that it's going to be great content for the pod. So
exactly. So really, guys, we can be sat here thinking about that, and that's what matters.
I'm very excited for upcoming ghost stories.
Yeah, so I'm excited too, but I just thought that was really interesting. And I really got into a hole on the internet mm-hmm. trying to find out who the girls were because nobody would get back to me. Which is honestly, whoever's running that Facebook page, it's a mess. Get back to your long-awaited fans, guys. I'm out here commenting, okay? I want to know. I almost commented and was like, this is my house. Who are the girls?
I need to know.
I have questions.
Honestly, you should. I want to hear more. So It's going to get angrier and angrier in the comments, so we get some answers.
I demand answers. Yeah, so that's been my last couple of weeks or whatever, as I've been trying to figure out who the girls were. And it had like a whole, our house had like a name. The mm-hmm. dorm had like a name and everything, which I'm not going to repeat because that will dox myself, but I'll tell you about it later. Like, okay. The houses were like, had names, and
our so house they were like had sorority houses.
I mean, it wasn't a sorority, but it was like, when I went to college, in San Francisco, and I went to the Academy of Art. And so our dorms were spread out all over the city. Mm-hmm. And so the dorms had names. I don't remember what mm-hmm. they were now, but it would be like, you know, oh, I'm in the red dorm or I'm in the blue dorm. They weren't actually called that, but same concept. And so our house had a name for the house to like find it or whatever. It's so interesting.
You should, when you go there, like do something to pay like homage to it outside the house.
That's a really cool idea. I should do that.
And it might, like, if there are spirits, it might make them feel, you know, seen.
You know what? That might be really fun because we'd be just moving in. Is if I did, like, a live event on Patreon and we mm-hmm. did, like, just, like, a, I don't know, like, a Ouija board thing or something like that.
I'm just imagining Frank listening. They're just like, no.
Yeah, he's listening to this now. He's going to tell me no.
No.
But... He's got like a goldfish brain. By the time that happens, he will have forgotten about it. And I could be like, why are you taking it out? And I just happened to do this thing. Totally unrelated to anything I said on the podcast a few weeks ago.
I'm just imagining him going on a business trip and you being like going into your closet, time to bring this bad boy out.
Don't give me ideas.
I'm here to give you ideas. This is content for our Patreon and you know, the pod.
I'll get a, what are those things called that, it's blanking on me right now. The ghost things that like respond to you with like words.
Oh my gosh.
What are those called?
I don't remember.
We are not ghost hunters, guys. Can you tell? No. I keep wanting to say Thames machine, but that is a like electroshock thing for when you have period pain.
Well, no, but I know what you're talking about because you see them all the time in ghost hunting shows.
Yeah, so maybe I'll get one of those things and we'll see what happens. That'd be so fun. Mm-hmm. I think Frank would kill me, but that's okay. That's fine. I did not have a reason to live anymore anyway, so I'm just kidding.
Just get some great tips from Amanda.
Oh my god, I should. I'm gonna text Amanda. I'll ask her. I'll be like, hey girl, got some cues for you.
By the way, guys, Amanda's the one that came on the pod for the drinking game.
She's pretty effing spooky. So. Amanda Paulson, who has mm-hmm. the documentary we talked about last episode.
Yeah.
Death is with me.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's exciting. Amazing. Definitely check
she
her out.
She is amazing. She, in my opinion, is doing a lot of things in the paranormal community that I think other people have held close to their chest mm-hmm. as ideas, but she's actually putting it into practical application, and I think that's mm-hmm. pretty incredible. Ideas, yep. Theories, and concepts.
Agree. So...
Well, you had a book. Didn't you want to talk about a book?
Yeah. So, I'm like on my 20th book this year. It's fine. I have a problem. But anyways, I'm reading a fiction book right now. Well, the second one in the series. But the first one was called The House Witch. And it's by, if I'm pronouncing this wrong, I am sorry.
Cancel but her. It's
Delamock? Maybe? Delamock? But it's actually, if you have a Kindle and you have Kindle Unlimited, it's free. But it's a super cozy, super cute read. And... like, as the name suggests, it's the house witch. It's about mm-hmm. a house witch. So he basically goes in, is a cook for, like, a castle. And mm-hmm. and it's just about all the shenanigans that he gets into while he's there with his familiar. And it's really cute and really fun. And I highly recommend it. I don't want to give too much away, but I literally laugh out loud at so many moments. It's really cute. I can't believe it's free on Kindle Unlimited. Like, that blows my mind. Because I think it was like, what's the word? Like, independently published by the author. Okay. Which I don't know what like publishing company like slept on this book, because that's wild to me.
What's the Absolutely author's wild. Name again?
Delamock. It's spelled DELEMHACH.
HACH. So cute. I also have no idea how that would be pronounced.
Yeah. But they're really easy books to read. That would be my guess as well. You're right. I did my best.
Yeah, I am not seeing a publisher. Yeah. That is interesting.
But I cannot put it down. I totally planned after
there's a publisher. Podium Publishing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Podium Publishing.
Well, they needed to do better at promoting this book.
It's just that good. I'm going to look it up. I am going to look it up and get it. I have Kindle Unlimited, so I'll download it. I'll give
Honestly,
it a read.
I like it enough that I'm probably going to get the hard copy, just looking at it to my collection. And to support the author a little bit, because I am reading it for free. So,
I love that.
Thank you. But anyways, are you ready to read some ghost stories?
I am. Would you like to start, or would you like me to start, ma'am?
I guess I'll go ahead and start since I'm talking. Okay. Do you know if this person said that we can say their name or not? Okay. So this is from Andrea. And they say, when I was in the third grade, I was still living with my older brother and our mom and stepfather in a duplex. It was side by side, so we had an upstairs main floor and basement. While living there, we would often hear heavy footsteps upstairs while we'd all be watching TV downstairs in the living room, or we'd hear someone coming down the stairs and no one would be there. Creepy enough as it is, my specific story is this. One day, I was alone after getting home from school. This was the mid-90s, so I walked from school alone, and we were latchkey kids. I remember those days. But because my brother was in detention and my parents were at work, no pets or anything, nothing and no one could run amok. I was just goofing off, avoiding chores and whatnot. We weren't allowed to watch TV on our own, so the house was dead quiet. I was in the living room when I suddenly heard a door stop go off upstairs. You know, the springy ones on the wall behind the door that would make a boing sound if you flicked it. Just once, but I heard it. Clear as day. I was terrified because this was the first time something happened while I was home alone. But I tried to convince myself that something must have fallen or some other mundane reason for it. Anything for it not to be a ghost. So I crept upstairs to check things out. I looked behind each door, my room, my brother's, my parents, and the bathroom. Nothing on the floor, nothing amiss, confirming my fears. I ran downstairs and hid until my brother got home. I don't remember much else, but that specific instance has lived it with me for 26 years. My brother and I still talk about it to this day sometimes, and how creepy it was living there.
I always feel really sad when you hear stories about kids being genuinely afraid. Mm-hmm. Like if they were getting to the point that they're hiding until somebody else gets home, that makes me really sad. Like, I mean, creepy, you know, good story, but always makes me so sad because it's like, I've been that kid before. You know what I mean?
Same. I was in basically the same like circumstance. I lived in a very big German house and I would hear heavy footsteps all the time while home alone.
I mean, I know we've talked about this before in the pod, but you remember that story I told you about the guy who used to walk my hallways when I was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
The first time I saw him, I was so afraid. Like, I wanted to close my bedroom door so I didn't have to see him. Like, I was worried he was going to come in. And I was so scared, but I was, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So I just, like, sat there with, like, the sheets over my head, like, a wide-eyed, like, terrified. Yeah, it was so scary.
Robin.
I was so scared, like, of that when I was a kid. And then, like, obviously I got over it because it was, like, a reoccurring loop that played every time. So it was the same thing every time. Mm-hmm. And so I eventually just got used to it and I realized that it was, like, whatever that was. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that it wasn't going to hurt me. But there was, like, a time there where I was genuinely afraid.
That's so sad.
It always just makes me so sad because, especially when you're a little kid, you go and talk about this stuff. Most people, like, chalk it up to your imagination or the house settling.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, parents are telling you. Like,
right. And so I always feel so sad when you hear stories about kids being so scared.
My witchling says that they see stuff, like, pretty on the regular in our house, which, you know, same. So it's pretty normal around here. But they are the weirdest kid. Like, the weirdest. Because they have never once, like, walked into my bedroom and been like, I'm scared.
Yeah, but also you and your wife haven't created and nurtured an environment where talking about this stuff is normal and, like, acceptable. And I'm sure that there is at least, whether or not they are cognitive enough to be able to say, like, well, I'm not afraid because of this, but I'm sure that's a contributing factor. You and your wife have created an environment where it's not, like, scary to talk about the things that make us scared. And ghosts and goblins and all that. So I'm sure that that's a really big contributing factor to it. Aww, that's goals right there. Like,
I try.
But it's true. Like, you guys talk about these things on the regular. I'm sure that there's at least a degree there of just feeling safe enough to talk about things that it's not so scary.
Yeah, because I remember going up to, like, my parents and being like, I'm scared. And they'd be like, get to bed right now.
Go to bed.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? But in their defense, like, you know, it's the whole thing. Your kid just appears at the side of your bed and you're like, oh my God. Like, you're not at that age yet where they,
you're, like, right up in their face and like this.
Yes.
Dad.
You know, it's like the whole, like, Snape meme about him, like, pressed up against the wall. Like that's how it feels like when your kid wakes you up. It's like, what the hell? You disappeared.
So funny.
But it's coming. I can't wait for those days when you can tell me all about it and be like, you know, smoke ball scared the crap out of me this morning.
I am hoping and praying and crying and throwing up that never happens, because I'll be fine. But circling back to the fact that my husband is afraid of everything, he's gonna, like, accidentally deck our kid from just being startled. Not actually, please, guys, that was a joke.
But do you want to read our next story?
I do. So this one is from Sierra. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So several years ago, my son and I were driving out of town for a long getaway weekend. As we're driving on this one-lane backcountry road, I was approaching a truck up ahead, and they seemed to have been stopping to turn off the road. Well, my cruise control would not shut off as it normally would by hitting the brakes. I ended up having to swerve from missing the truck ahead of me, and as I do this, I spun multiple times across the road, ended up going through a ditch, through a fence, and ended up in a field. That is scary. Thankfully, I was okay. My son, who was 1 at the time, was still asleep through the entire thing happening. As I managed to get myself out of the car and jump out to check on my son in the back seat, I looked up towards the road where the truck was that I missed. As I looked out, there I see a woman that was standing at me, and I yelled out asking if she was okay. She wouldn't respond. She then turns to the side, and I see that she's pregnant. I then look down to check on my son, and when I look back, she was gone. Once I've calmed down from everything that had just happened, there were some people around that saw what happened, and they were all helping me. I asked them how that lady was doing. They all looked at me as though They all looked at me and asked, what lady? I explained to them that I saw a lady out on the road by where the truck was, and she was standing there and she was pregnant. They all said that there was no one out there. There was no lady. Then it hit me that I must have seen a spirit that was protecting me and my son. It definitely could have ended a lot differently, but we were both okay. It was remarkable and has always stuck in my mind clear as day.
Ooh, that's chills.
Think about, like, that's like your guardian angel.
Do you think it was the highway's guardian, or do you think it was her guardian?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume that it was part of that, like, maybe a pregnant woman had passed in a accident at that part of the road, and so there was, like, this presence. Because I would imagine that if it was her personal guardian, that she would have at least seen it one other time or after. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, ooh, so scary.
But like also that nice. One.
Yeah. Also comforting.
It is also like, you know, like you would think like a TV show would take that and be like, she was actually a vengeful spirit.
Oh, God. You know those shows that are like the D-rate shows where they like, actor reenactment.
Yeah.
And then, like a woman with like long black hair in front of her face, like holding her stomach, looking up at her. Also, like shaky screen. And everybody's like there, and then they play the music on the background that's like, wah.
Oh my gosh, it's always so over dramatic. So over dramatic.
And then end of the episode would cut to the narrator being like, was this the ghost of Mary Sue who died here on Route 6? Or was this something else? Speculations, you know, are amiss, but we'll never know. But what we do know is that Ciara and her baby were safe that day.
But no, that was a really good story. Very.
It was a really good story.
Yeah. That was a good one to end on.
It was a good one to end on. Goodness.
Well, this was fun. Oh,
it was fun. And I will be back next week for more.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episodes. You can check out our website for links to our submission forums or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on any other type of podcast platform. It helps us be seen. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord.
All right, we'll see you next time, guys.
Yeah. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.